A woman purchased a parrot whose previous owner had taught him profanity and decided that she would reform him. He began to learn a number of Christian words and phrases. The righteous owner caught him cursing one day and grabbed him and said, "I'll teach you to never talk that way again." She put the bird in the deep freeze and shut the door. A few minutes later, she took him out and asked, "Have you learned your lesson?" The bird shivered and replied, "Yes, ma'am." After a couple of months, the bird's bad habit came back. She returned the parrot to the freezer, but forgot to take him out. When she hurriedly opened the door, he almost froze to death. She leaned him in his cage to thaw out. When he began to move and talk a little, she asked him, "Did you learn your lesson this time?" "Yes, ma'am," he retorted. Then he sat there quietly for a few more minutes, shivering, and said, "May I ask you a question?" She answered, "Yes, you may." The parrot said, "I thought I knew all the bad words there were, but just what did that turkey in there say?" Well, the turkey was apparently frozen to death, right? Negative thoughts dictate our words and deeds. Almost a year into the pandemic, people are now suffering from corona blues. When something really bad would last long, people tend to become fixated in the negative. Can anything good come out of COVID-19? We have seen enough damages the virus has done to the world. To the question, can anything good come out of the pandemic? The gospel lesson this morning has very valuable messages for us to hear. In the gospel, Nathanael asks a similar question, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, think about it. Can anything good come out of COVID-19? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? These two questions are similar to each other in terms of a negative tone and firmness. Who was Nathanael? Why did he phrase the question that way? The Bible does not write much about who Nathanael was. Nathanael appears only twice, especially in John's Gospel. At the beginning and at the end of Jesus' public life, John's Gospel offers a brief description of who he was. Jesus said, "He truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. He was a man of integrity and did not lie." When he said what he said was his firm and honest opinion on Nazareth and people from Nazareth. Nathanael would have known about Nazareth pretty well, and it was why he questioned and doubted about Jesus. Let's look at Nazareth and see if we could find any ground on Nathanael's disparaging remark. Nazareth, geographically, was high on a hill, tucked far away from a main traffic. It was a tiny farming village of 120 to 100 residents during the time of Jesus. It was an obscure and poor man's town. In the Old Testament, there was no mentioning of the town. The Holy Family escaped to Egypt right after Jesus was born and was told by an angel that it was safe to go back to Nazareth. Was the angel right? It was Mary's hometown, but also was a perfect recluse and obscure place, thereby an excellent hideout from any outside threat. Until Jesus began his ministry, Jesus lived a life of obscurity in that hermit village. So how Nathanael understood Nazareth was correct. If you look at Jesus' public life, it was how the public viewed Jesus as well. Let me explain about it. Jesus had lived in two places. Nazareth was the place he lived the longest. Jesus lived there from all his childhood until he turned 30. When he began his ministry, he left Nazareth and lived in Capernaum. After moving his home to Capernaum, Jesus returned to teach in the synagogue of Nazareth only twice, but was rejected both times. Jesus performed miracles, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and taught the word of God, and became very popular away from his hometown. But he was still called Jesus of Nazareth. And in fact, that was a title that he had until he died. Remember the time that when he was crucified? Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Because of the connotation that Nazareth had, Jesus of Nazareth was very demeaning. It was practically like name-calling. Nathanael had a correct understanding on Nazareth, but not so on Jesus. If Nathanael had insisted on his misconstruction, he would not have had the life-transforming encounter with Jesus of Nazareth. What helped him move out of his negative stance on Nazareth? It was Philip's invitation. Philip was all excited about Jesus, whom he just met. Nathanael threw a wet blanket to his excitement, but Philip did not give up by his disparaging remark. Philip did not waste time arguing, but simply offered, "Come and see." It's not easy to win an argument with a strongly opinionated person like Nathanael was. Philip might have sensed it, so he wisely suggests a fact check, to which Nathanael yielded. An important quality of a person of integrity is openness to the truth that Nathanael demonstrated. Like Nathanael, we have a negative understanding on something or someone, and we are so sure of our opinion. How do we overcome negativity when it seems so convincing? This particular part of the gospel shows two significant remedies. One, the fact check. The two, open-mindedness. Our knowledge is not perfect. One way or the other, we collect misinformation along the way. This is quite true in this day and age of information flood. So many information out there need to be double and cross-checked. What Philip suggested to Nathanael was to do a fact check. Seeing it with your own eyes instead of relying on your limited knowledge or hearsay would help you to get to the fact. And Nathanael opened his mind to his suggestion. Open-mindedness behooves us to have a second look at negativity. Open-mindedness welcomes corrections, even though a new finding may hurt. Can anything good come out of COVID-19? We have seen it all, and our answer to it is firmly negative. But let us look deep inside and see if any elements of negativity has infiltrated into our hearts and if we would have developed any negative attitude. How do the believers do fact check and remain open-minded to the truth? How could the believers have a second look at the negativity and find something positive? You know, it is okay to raise a question and doubt as Nathanael did. The problem is so many people stop right there. They live with a wrong understanding and negativity ends up controlling their mind. But what made Nathanael different from others? It was that he opened his heart and accepted Philip's invitation. Here in the gospel, to me, Philip represents the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who helped us to see the true picture of our life. The true picture is that God is involved deeply in our lives, even when we may have a negative view on what is going on in the world today. God is with us, that's for sure. And there got to be something good. Therefore, come and see. Have a second look at the negativity you and I have. There was a person who helped change my attitude like Philip did, who taught me this attitude in my life. It was my previous parishioner from Morro Bay. The first parish I served in California was in Morro Bay. And I just moved from Westbrook, Maine to Morro Bay, California. And it was not an easy transition. The appointment process was rather complicated. Four of us, that is Becky and I and Eddie and Johnny, moving 3 miles away, accompanied many challenges. Becky's license from three states in New England was not valid in California, which meant that she had to take the exam all over again. You know, 20 years ago, the pharmacist exam in California was absolutely notorious. It was like the average of the 50% of all the applicants failed. So they had to take over and over and over to be a pharmacist in California. And then, you know, they made it easy because they were lacking pharmacies, so they made it all that easy after that. But when Becky came, it was so difficult. And I mean, she was working and studying. It was so difficult. Now, forget about all the challenges, okay? The day we arrived in Morro Bay, we learned that the church made an arrangement for us to move into a parishioner's home, not into a parsonage, but into a parishioner's home, whom we never met, whom we never knew. I've never experienced it. But having, you know, I mean, I was afraid of many unpleasant repercussions of living in a home of somebody together. But having lived with the parishioner about a month and a half, I learned something that I would not have learned otherwise. She had treated us as if we were her own. She always had a smile on her face. She never said anything negative about anything or anybody. She was literally a living saint filled with a positive spirit. I was stricken by her integrity and her way of living at an intimate range. And I think that God put me at a home to teach me this invaluable lesson on how I could be more positive in life. Interestingly, you know what her name was? Her name was Lida, L-Y-D-A. And you know why Lida is? L-I-D-A-R, if you have heard of it. Lida is a new device that is used for the autonomous car, self-driving car, that in a real time, it detects the whole surrounding in 3Ds, better than human eye does. LIDA opened my eyes to see things that I couldn't see before. We may not be motivated to have a second look at negative things of which we are convinced, but know that God's good purpose is hidden to our eyes sometimes to go beyond negativity or to have a second look at the hindsight. We need the guidance from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. When the Holy Spirit nudges us to do the fact check, let us be open-minded. Close-mindedness with prejudice and prejudgment is a stumbling block to see the goodness of God. May we be open to the Spirit of truth, which helps us have a full picture of life, not from a narrow angle of negativity, but from far above, from heavenly angle, from a wide vantage point that shows the good God is doing on the other side of negativity. Amen.